Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey. He's one of the MCSEs at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. I know it's a gorgeous Saturday in Connecticut, one of the rare nice days we get. But you know, if you've got a computer problem or issue you'd like to talk to us about, please feel free to get online. The early hour usually is easier than the 10 o'clock hour, so 800-966-WTIC is toll-free if you're on the stream. And you know, last week, we got our first call from North Carolina. So you know, if you're listening on a stream, we'll take your calls there as well. So in the news, you know, I've talked about this. I'm going to predict someday some politician's going to break the internet. Well, according to Reason Magazine, we've got one who's going to try. under the lines of you can't make it up, Representative Ed Case of Hawaii is introducing the Protecting Local Authority and Neighborhoods Act, which would use federal power to stop websites like Airbnb and HomeAway from allowing us to use our private property to rent a room to somebody who wants to rent it. Now, this guy, of course, is a hotel from the hotel industry, and he is pretty much railing against the fact that you and I, in our private property, can rent our room. He doesn't like that. He wants to make sure you go to the Hilton and spend $300 and $400 a night. The problem here with this ding-a-ling's bill is that it's going to deal with something called Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act of 1996. Yes, when Al Gore invented the internet, this was involved with this invention. And basically, it's known as the 26 words that created the modern internet. Again, I'm sure Al had all to do with that. Under the legal framework, online platforms are protected from legal liability for content hosted on their servers. So what's happening here is this congressman out there in Hawaii wants to say, look, we say it's illegal for you to go ahead and rent your room, your private property. I mean, they believe in private property as long as it's something that, you know, they can control. And basically what would happen here, if he is able to get this law passed, you're going to find tons of other industries disrupted by the internet suing the app manufacturers, similar to Uber, right, and similar to Airbnb. They literally are going to break the internet thanks to guys like this. So I'm going to put the link up here for you. It's on Reason.com and one of my favorite websites. But it is the first and best example of a ding-a-ling out there who wants to break the internet just because he wants to protect his little industry and his little fiefdom. Look, your cheese gets moved. You need to go find other cheese. You can't just stop progress. And it's our private property. If I want to rent a room, I shouldn't have some guy like this tell me I can't do it. Period. So we'll put the link up here for you to take a look at this. And a good example of a congressman ready to break the internet to save you. What do you got, Bob?
We're not smart enough to make our own decisions.
No. We need with our own private property.
Well, it's not yours. It's theirs. They just let you use it.
Exactly. Yes, and if you don't pay the tax on it, they take it away at gunpoint.
That's right.
So what do you got?
Okay. T-Mobile lashes out against Verizon's 5G rollout.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the 5G. So, guys, just as Bob talks about this, think about what I've always told you. You don't need a big pipe. 5G is a big pipe. It's a good technology. I'm not putting down the technology. But you do not need a 16-inch water main to your smartphone. It's the same idea here, guys. This is a technology that allows a massive high-speed pipe to your phone. There's not a whole lot you can do with that type of bandwidth on your phone that you can't do with lower bandwidth.
So,
anyways,
5G would become a good alternative to the cable company.
That would be different, yes. If 5G comes to your home, then you can cut the cable.
Correct.
But this is more designed for you to spend a lot of money to get high-speed connections to your cell phone, which I can contend I'll put my Pixel next to whatever you got for 5G, and I'll watch anything I want and use it for anything. So go ahead, Bob.
Well, as you get into the details of the story,
yes,
you'll find that the areas where you can actually connect to 5G is very limited.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a mystery.
T-Mobile has it's called the Verizon ad campaign launched Wednesday with billboards, a Twitter account, and a website. T-Mobile is focusing its energy on tearing down Verizon's 5G rollout with the Un-carrier launching an ad campaign against its rival on Wednesday. T-Mobile posted billboards across the U.S., including in New York's Times Square, and also set up a Twitter handle full of memes and quizzes criticizing Verizon's 5G pricing and lack of coverage maps.
Right.
It also launched a full website showing what Verizon marketing really should look like, according to John Legere, T-Mobile CEO. Mm-hmm. The Verizon Twitter account was initially set up on September 14th, with T-Mobile saving the big reveal of who was behind it on Wednesday. Something had to be done. At Verizon's had been talking a big game about 5G, charging more for it, and not even giving customers a map to find it, Legere tweeted Wednesday.
Right. So you got to pay for this 16-inch water main to your smartphone, but you don't know, you won't be able to even connect to it.
So his tweet was, "What do you like most about Verizon?" Legere also published a blog Wednesday asking Verizon to stop hiding. They're launching 5G in a few limited outdoor areas of a few cities and parts of some football stadiums and charging their customers more for that limited 5G.
Right.
$480 more per year for a family of four,
wow,
Legere wrote. To top it off, they're refusing to show customers exactly where their 5G is.
And again, I would contend, you're out there with your cell phone running with 5G, and little Johnny wants to go ahead and watch a video on his phone. 5G versus 4G versus 3G is not, it's de minimis. You won't notice the difference. It's a little tiny phone. It's a little tiny screen. It's not a 65-inch, 75-inch TV, which I'll also contend is only needs 65 megabits. Do we even know how fast 5G is off the top of our heads? It's pretty darn quick.
It is.
Let me look it up.
So by comparison, T-Mobile says it won't charge more for 5G and has published precise coverage maps. 5G, T-Mobile's 5G network so far has launched in parts of New York, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Dallas, Cleveland, and Atlanta. Verizon, in August, announced the expansion of its 5G network to Atlanta, Detroit, Indianapolis, and Washington, D.C.
So, just so you guys want to know, 5G speeds, 2.5 gigabits. That's massively fast. That's not even a 16-inch water main. That's like an aqueduct to your smartphone. I mean, 2.5 gigahertz. Gigabits.
Somebody opened the sluice gates on the Hoover Dam.
Yeah. But the point is, you don't need it.
Yeah.
You don't need to spend it. Now, again, the technology is awesome for what it's going to bring for us as humans here, as far as our ability to have a lot of devices connected to this great network. But you don't need that speed to do what we do.
Right.
Period. You don't. Yeah. I don't care what you're doing. You don't need that kind of speed.
So, T-Mobile's 5G, blah, 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 blah. I already did that.
So again, T-Mobile saying, hey, this is a big thing here. If you're sitting in a football stadium and I saw those ads, I'm like, who cares? Hey, watch Tom Brady hit a pass here on Facebook.
Right. Verizon has also set 5G live in 13 NFL stadiums across the nation.
Yeah.
So if you can afford to go to an actual football game in one of the 13 stadiums, you can get your Verizon 5G. The ad campaign.
If your phone is capable.
Yeah, that too. And then, you know, the 5G ones. Aren't those more expensive?
Probably.
Anyway, the ad campaign follows T-Mobile CTO Neville Ray last month tweeting his doubt about Verizon's 5G network expansion plans and asking to see a coverage map.
Yeah.
5G also already launched in some parts of the U.S. by Sprint and AT&T and is being tapped by smartphones to provide faster speeds and more capacity. And there's more to the article, but
right.
I find it very funny.
I hear you.
Amusing.
It is. So you guys might have heard this. There's a company called WeWork, and WeWork's been trying to go public. They thought their company was worth $47 billion and then IPO, and then they dropped it and dropped it and dropped it again. So I'm not even sure what the IPO ended up, even if it even happened. But WeWork basically is trying to market itself as a technology company. But really all they are is nothing against when I say this, a real estate company that is offering small businesses places to start their company. So they're going to rent you offices and infrastructure, cell phones, and yes, the internet and a network. Now, for a company who's trying to market themselves as a IT technology company, this article is not going to sound really good. So unfortunately, I mean, we work with a lot of small to mid-sized businesses in our practice, and a lot of folks just don't understand security and technology, and clearly neither does WeWork, because what was happening is people were renting the technology that came along with the service, you know, with renting the space, and basically finding themselves on a unsecured open network. Meaning, if you're a little law firm in this WeWork building, and you're also an engineering firm in this WeWork building, and you're a financial planner in this WeWork building, you could all see each other's data on each other's computers because there was no security or network. If you wanted to have that, you pay more. kind of like adding seatbelts to your car. So they were able to see, they did a test here, CNET reviewed, and they saw 658 devices on these networks wide open because people have no clue about security in a wide open network. And they found, of course, financial records, bank account credentials, a cat photo of Nicolas Cage. I have no idea why they would find that. But the point is, you guys, you're supposed to be a technology company, but you're letting your people get on these networks and not even warning them that if they don't get on their own secure network, you're going to be viewed by everybody else. And I see this even in Hartford. There are some buildings in Hartford that are quote unquote offering this type of arrangement where you get your suite and you plug into their network. Why in your right mind would you plug your computers into a network run by the real estate company? Because now your computer is right up against theirs. You're not, no firewall between you and them. So this is the problem. I'll put a link up here for you. So if you're dealing with some of these, if you're part or you're renting from any kind of a WeWork suite, understand you're probably all sharing your data and you didn't even realize it. And if you wanted to add more security, it's like another $195 a month. So just don't stick your computer anywhere on the network. You need to know where you're sticking it. We'll put a link up here for you on this article. So we're going to step out for a quick break. We got four lines wide open. Yep, it's a beautiful Saturday in Connecticut, so I understand you guys are all making your dump runs. But if you need your computer problems and questions asked, we're here for you. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. If you're listening on a stream and it's raining where you are, give us a ring. We'll be right back. we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Three lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And we will do our best to get your computer problem, question, or concern answered. Let's go on to the calls. We're going to go to Janice first in Farmington first. What's going on, Janice?
Good morning.
Morning.
I heard you mention you have a Pixel phone, the Google.
I got a Google Pixel. Yep, I love it.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I do too, and I love it, except there's this one thing that happens continually, and it's been almost a year. And
what do you got?
I get these pop-ups, you know, whatever I'm doing, you know, I go to send a text, I'm in the middle of writing a text, all of a sudden phone freezes, you think, oh my God, what? And then all of a sudden it comes up with word game, you know. And then doing the thing and doing the thing. Finally it gets an X in the corner, I'm able to exit out.
Okay.
And then get rid of it, and then I got to go back to my text, hit the little box, start typing again. And it does, you know, it'll give me the option to download it from Google Play Store or, you know, I get different things all the time. And yesterday I was, you know, just asking for a phone number to a restaurant or asking about the restaurant. Then I went to hit the menu, and it gave me something else, and I couldn't get out of it, and I had to just go around in a circle. So I've been to several Verizon stores, and you know, they go through all my apps. Oh no, no, this is okay. This so then your apps are okay. Blah blah blah. You can get rid of this. Do you use this? And then the last one, she goes, oh well, you can put this security thing on. That's what's all that. And then just as she was putting it on, it and got it all set up to go, I asked another question, and then boom, it happened again. So
wow. That's awful. I don't have that problem at all. So you've definitely something you've loaded on your machine, I think, is causing this for you. I'm trying to figure out where I can find other folks having this issue, which I've seen some. Now you're using the Verizon system is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they've never, you know, they just think it's my fault and probably is, but nobody's ever seen it. And I've talked to probably 12 different Verizon people.
Yeah, and they haven't seen it yet with other people with this phone, and I haven't seen either. I have no problem. And my whole family has got the similar phone, and they've never had this type of issue.
So do you think maybe, like, Google would know, or, like...
Maybe. You could actually go to the Google Pixel support and see if you can get some answers there.
How would you do that?
Just go to Google, and they have a Pixel page, and you should be able to reach out and chat. They are very responsive. Now they might say because you bought it through Verizon that they're gonna say, well, you should talk to those guys. But you could at least try. Do you have any antivirus on your phone?
Hmm.
Do you have any antivirus software like ESET or something?
I know.
Well, I think you should download that, Janice, and try to have it scan.
What's it called?
ESET. ESET.
ESET.
It's a free, you know, Android-based antivirus software. You could always pay for it, too. But scan your phone. There's something on there causing this pop-up. Now, have you also upgraded to Android 10?
No.
Do that.
Okay.
I'm surprised they haven't told you to do that. If you go down to System Settings, you should be able to go ahead and ask it to upgrade. A Pixel is going to upgrade. It's a nice new operating system, and it might help you find the culprit of this, because it'll come up and say, hey, aren't you tired of seeing these, or you're getting these warnings all the time? Are you sure you know, do you want to keep getting them? It should participate more with you in the operation of the phone. It seems to. Windows 10, Android 10 seems to do that.
So do you think, which one should I do first? Upgrade first?
Six of one, half a dozen. I would, you know, do a scan. That'll take a lot less time than the upgrade will.
Okay.
The upgrade's going to, you know, make sure you're fully charged. It'll take probably, I don't know, 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, it's
frustrating. You downloaded something. I know it sounds awful when I say that to you. You downloaded something. You put an app on your phone that is malicious. It's not causing you any kind of trouble other than it's pushing stuff in front of your face that you're not interested in seeing. You can also go to the configuration settings on the Android system and tell it you don't want targeted advertising. And that's more in the configuration of the Android system. I don't know where that is exactly off the top of my head, but I would go into the preferences of the Android operating system and look at how it offers you targeted advertising. You can opt out for that. Now, maybe you haven't done that, but I think this is an app. I think this is an app you loaded.
Oh, an app?
Yeah, it's an app. I know you said Verizon went through your apps, but one of them's causing trouble.
Yeah.
And that's why when you run the scan, ESET might find it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awful. That's annoying.
Okay, so are you... I have another issue.
We have a hard break coming right now. If you want to hold for a sec through the news?
Oh, sure.
Well, while you're doing that, while you're going through the news, go ahead and go to the Google Play Store and do the scan on your phone with ESET.
Okay.
All right, and we'll get right back to you. All right, so hang on through the news.
Thanks.
All right, so we're going to help Janice further, I hope. And we've got two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we've talked about has been posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you go to Facebook and you like us on Facebook over at Tab Computer Systems, and Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy, it may get into your news feed. And, of course, if you follow us on Twitter, I have no idea how you have enough time for that, over at Tab Computer Sys, it'll get into your Twitter feed as well. We'll be right back. And we are back. Yes, I heard the Patriots are playing the Jets. I know. Not watching that game. like I said, I'm a Jet fan, sort of. I don't know. I've lost all hope. So let's go right back to Janice. Hey, Janice, you still there?
You could be a Giants fan.
That's even worse. However, we'll take Eli. So, Janice, we've put a link up here for you that really describes how to remove pop-ups from your Pixel. It references it as the Pixel 3 XL, but it's the same instructions you would take for any Pixel.
Okay, great.
So we'll have you take a look at that as well. So what was your second question?
Okay, so I have a little laptop or a notebook. It's a Lenovo, a Yoga Lenovo.
All right.
And, a couple of months ago they asked me, they said, oh, you got to update your Word or your, not your Word, but, what's the...
Your Windows?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So then they... asked for a password. I'm like, oh, why are they asking for a password?
But oh, no. What?
You didn't give it to him,
You didn't give it to him, right?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know if you gave it to him?
I don't even know what it is. It kind of like, I get now when I open up something, I go to a site that I normally do, they go, oh, you've been selected to fill out a form for us, and I'm like, yeah,
oh,
right.
Oh, boy.
Out of it right away.
Good.
But I don't know what, you know.
So wait, so something popped up and said you need to upgrade, and they asked you for your passwords, is what you're saying.
Oh, it kind of like did the normal thing it does, and then just to complete the upgrade, do this.
Okay, so what operating system are you running, Janice? Windows 7, Windows 10, what are you running?
Oh, brother. Well, I don't use the Windows thing, really. I mean, it runs my computer, but I use Google.
Well, that's like telling me you don't drive your car.
Right.
So
you're not using Internet Explorer. You're using Google Chrome.
Word or any of that.
You don't use any of that, you're saying?
No, I use Word Perfect.
Word Perfect?
Yeah.
Are you an old... I don't use the word old, but are you a paralegal? Because that's all they used was the old Word Perfect.
No, but I work for a big company, and that was far better than any of this new stuff.
Gotcha. But still
new stuff for years and years and years.
All right.
Do everything you could in Word Perfect.
Well, to answer your question, you do need to upgrade your machine, either to Windows 10 eventually, but you don't even know what you've got. And I don't know what's asking for your password, but...
how do I find out what I have? It's like right here somewhere, right?
Yes.
Click on the little start button. Is it round or square?
Square.
Oh, well, you've got you're at least at Windows.
Wait, no, round.
Janice, these are not difficult questions.
I know, I shouldn't have... Never brought it up.
Ay, ay, ay. Just so,
about bringing it up.
For everybody listening, this is what we deal with IT. Is it round or square? They don't even know that.
Well, if I hit the start button, which is round, it gives me the option.
Okay, you got Windows 7.
Windows 7.
But type in WinVer, W-I-N-V-E-R.
And that'll tell you also Windows 7.
No, it's not that old. It's only, well...
If you've got a round button, it's Windows 7.
Oh.
If it's square, it's Windows 10.
Or could be 8.
It could be. Windows 8 was...
Yeah, it was square.
Square. Well, but you said it was round.
So I True. Put in... that's the on-off button, right?
No.
Stop it.
You're killing us.
It used to be the start button back in...
The bottom left-hand corner on the screen, not the physical button.
All right. Well, it looks like a little flag. The window.
Kind of, yes.
But it's a little flag inside a little round button, right?
No.
Now it's square again.
In my lower left-hand corner, it's got the windows, four windows.
Oh, okay. Four little squares?
Yeah.
Kind of off tilt a little bit?
Yep.
Then you're back to Windows 10.
All right.
Or 8.
But if you type in WinVer, like you said, in the little type to here to search, you know, it says type here to search. Does it say that? I hesitate to ask.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that because I'm in the wrong spot and I go to Bing.
Jeez.
And I don't like Bing.
Oh, Janice.
All right, so on my little flag here, which is the Windows button.
Yeah, it says type here to search is what you should see right next to it.
Yep.
Type in that. Most likely it's going to tell you Windows 10. And what's happening is your machine is trying to update. Which is going to do constantly now because Microsoft is trying to fix all its problems. And then it's going to break all sorts of stuff because Microsoft's got a horrible track record when it comes to updates. Which, of course, for a person like you who's having trouble with circles and squares, is a bad thing.
So when I type in that Winder...
Ver.
Win. W-I-N. V as in Victor. E-R.
Oh.
Vector. What is it for Star Trek there? He was trying to tell them Vector. V as in Victor.
Winver.
There you go. What do you got?
Run command.
All right. Type in Winver.
Yep.
W-I-N-V-E-R.
One word.
Yes.
One word.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So do I click on Winver?
And then hit enter. Yep.
All right.
And it'll tell you Windows 10. And it's going to tell you what version.
Yes.
Hey, look at that. So that's what you have. It's trying to update. What version do you have? What's the number? Version what?
1803.
Hey, the same one I have.
Is that updated enough for you?
They want you to go to 1903.
Right. Well, for me, I'm a happy guy because it hasn't broken my machine. I have put my system on a delay to force it to not update.
I got the thing in mine too, but mine says that it's not going to be supported soon.
Wah, I don't care. Support. What is Microsoft going to do for me?
You won't get any more updates if you don't update now.
Thank goodness. So, Janice, it's trying to update your system. That's all it's trying to do.
I don't want to ask. What should I do?
You can let it update for you. It's probably okay.
So I'll say okay. It's telling me it's Windows 10.
Version, yeah.
But it doesn't say that it wants me to update.
No. You're going to say okay on that little screen there. But your initial question as to your system is saying, hey, it's rebooting and asking for my password is most likely part of the update. Now, either the update's failing and it continues to be in a loop. But it's okay to put your password in when that comes up on the reboot, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right.
Well, maybe I did that, but why do these people keep asking me questions?
Well, I'm scared for anybody who's conversing with you, because that's not normal. Do you have any antivirus running on your computer, Janice?
Oh, God. Yes.
You do?
I don't want to tell you what it is.
I want to know. What do you think it is?
Well, it's probably what you told me to do, but...
Okay.
I can't. Now, how do I find that?
On the bottom right-hand corner, there's a little up arrow or a caret. It's going to say show hidden icons. And you're going to have a bunch of things sitting there. And among them will be your antivirus software. You might even have a shield with a little green check mark by it, which is going to show you you're all set.
I have a yellow shield.
Oh, boy.
Virus and threat protection. Let's see.
Oh, okay. That's a different type of shield. That's not what I was thinking. Yeah. That's it. You've got it.
That's okay. The device performance and health. Oh, what's that? That's some heart thing.
Yeah, that's Microsoft trying to help you again.
Oh, well, that's the yellow part.
Yeah,
it's green.
You're green?
Yep.
All right, very good.
Okay.
All right, Janice, I'm going to have to let you go. Go online and take a look at what we talked to you about as far as your Pixel problem and follow those instructions. Take your time, follow the instructions. You could probably upgrade to Windows 10, Android 10 before you do it. If you'd want to do that, so your phone's up to date, run a scan, but you can actually go through these instructions, and it'll probably help you clear out your problem when it comes to those pop-ups.
I got to tell you one more thing.
Yeah.
When I hit the carrot, I got I also have, you know, other than the shield, I have a rectangle with a red exclamation point, and I click on that. It says Windows Update Restart Required. This update is ready to install.
That's it.
Help deciding when to so I guess I'll do that.
That's exactly it. Yep. See?
I knew you'd solve it, even though I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's okay.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. She's a good egg. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get to your calls. We've got Antoinette, Barbara, and Kyle, and one line open for you. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, so feel free to stick around. My wife was listening last Saturday, so she asked me to clear a few things up on her phone mess, because I guess some of her coworkers gave her a hard time. So here's her reasoning for why her phone is such a mess as far as where her icons are. They're literally strewn about, you know, no order to them, just strewn about across four different pages on her phone. And the reason she's done that, she says, is so that she could see the picture of the dog that is on her screen. She wanted to make sure the icons weren't in the way.
The wallpaper.
Exactly. Now, that didn't ever even cross my mind, but that is her logic. And she wanted me to make sure you guys knew that she wasn't just a computer phone mess there. She had some sort of reasoning for doing it. Let's go to Antoinette in Fairfield next. Hey, Antoinette.
Yes. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I have a question. Oh, let me take off my speakerphone. Oh, it's off. About the new iPad with the flash drive. And I noticed that it looks different than a regular flash drive. And my son is telling me, Mom, hold off. You won't be able to use it in your desktop. Like if I want to switch, you know, save something from the new iPad and put it on the desktop, because I have a PC desktop. And
I don't know, Antoinette. As you probably know, I'm not a big Apple user. Which iPad is this that is out? Is it a little lighter, a little faster, a little thinner?
I watched on the internet their promo to their text, and they had it available on their website.
Huh.
And I was watching the whole show, and I'm looking at what I have, and that, because I have an iPad, which I like, but I do have PC for my desktop. And so he said, hold off,
yeah.
You know, because I'm one of the people that said I wish they had a flash drive to the iPad.
Right.
And they have that. But knowing Apple, as he says, they always have a glitch in there where you can't really use it across different
platforms.
Devices.
Yeah, right, so I guess what you only can really do is to go to the Apple store and talk to one of the geniuses there and say, hey, if I take the flash drive out of this iPad, can I put it in a card reader on a PC and see what they tell you? You can't be the first person to ask the question. I mean, your son's is always right. It's not a good idea to be the latest and greatest or have the latest and greatest unless you're willing to deal with the tech issues.
Right.
So it's good advice to wait a little bit. But if you do want to move data from that flash drive, you're going to need a reader of some kind. And the problem is it may not be formatted in a way that your PC can read it, but I don't know. And I would have to defer to Apple specifically, and I would recommend if you check it out at the Apple store and ask those folks there what they think. I don't have any knowledge. If somebody else does, that's great. But is it the iPad? Is there a name for this iPad? Is it an iPad what? Is it an iPad?
I forgot. It's an iPad 11, whatever the newest one that's coming out is different. Because I bought the iPad Pro, and then they came out with one just right after I finally was able to get that. But I couldn't use the pen because I like the pen. I like to write when I take notes. And the one just after the one I brought, the pen doesn't work with the one I have.
You're kidding.
Again, right. So if I wanted to use, and I liked it because it was shorter. And the interface and the on the screen felt more like paper.
Yeah.
But I said, no, I just got this. I'll wait.
So you're telling me Apple has devices where the pens aren't compatible with the other Apple devices?
Yes.
That's maddening.
Yes, I know. I know.
They're just, and, I don't know. You guys have got to get tired of what they're doing, do you? I don't know, eventually.
I just like my iPad.
I hear you.
Well, their MacBook still doesn't have a touchscreen.
According to MacBook.
I know.
So, yeah, I'm looking up here. It's like a new iPad Air, I guess, an iPad Mini. This is how the early first half of 2019 it's coming out. So maybe it's the new iPad Air. I get, like I said, ask the folks there at the store. I have not played with it. There's also an iPad Pro coming out in early 2020, I guess.
Oh, 2020. Oh, see, here they go again. Okay, I'll just stick there. I just had a brief question based on listening to the last caller.
Yeah.
That has been related to the desktop. When I go to the website, and I have AdBlock on there.
Good.
But then I go link from my email to a website, and they're telling me, oh, I see you have your AdBlock on. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Have to turn it off in order to see
your email.
The link from the email.
Yeah.
And even Yahoo is doing that now when you go to the email on one of my.
Even?
Yeah.
What do you mean, even? Of course. Yeah, of course they're doing it. I mean, you're the commodity. They want to market to you while you're reading your email.
No, I can't deal with all that movement around. Now, yeah. Why have ad block if they still can block me from seeing?
Yeah, it's like a paywall. It's like a paywall when you go to the Hartford Courant, right? If you don't subscribe to their site, they're going to give you a couple of free articles, and then they're going to charge you, right? So same thing by having blockers on. They're going to say, hey, look, you want to read our stuff. You know, you need to see our ads. Or you punt the free stuff and pay for email.
And just deal with it, right. Yeah. Now, when you go, I'm on Chrome.
Yeah.
And if you guys have already talked about this, I'll look on the website. But when I bring up my, open up Chrome to go on the internet, I'm seeing lately in the past month a little box at the top, line at the top that says Flash will no longer be
supported
after December 2020. If I'm going to watch something that's a stream of stuff, what would I use?
Well, they're going to have to fix that, not you, Antoinette. That's their problem. And if you're using
what browser should I leave if Chrome is not going to support Flash for me to view?
No. Don't worry about that. Any of your sites that are worth watching are going to get rid of Flash. All Chrome is saying, we're done. It's a very, very risky tool. So anywhere you're going that is using Flash, better change to HTML5 quickly or whatever the next thing is. I think HTML5 is the next thing. But
because it has a thing that says turn off, but I've just clicked the X and I don't touch that yet because I don't know what's going to happen.
No, you can. It's just saying you can turn off the notice.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, yeah, you're fine, Antoinette. Keep using Chrome and stay off those Flash sites, all right?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Yep. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Apple. I don't know how you guys do it. I run my technology as long as I can. You buy your car as long as you can. Apple will get you to keep changing it. Even the pen isn't compatible with the other Apple device. That's just awful. I just don't understand that. Let's go on to Barbara in Southbury next. Hey, Barbara.
Hi.
What's up?
My husband and I are thinking about buying a home in one of these, planned communities.
Okay.
Where they sometimes have golf courses and sometimes have clubhouses and sometimes just have houses.
All right.
And we're probably more interested in the houses.
Yep.
But we're trying to figure out what things should we tell if we decide to buy something that are on our list of must-haves technology-wise. And these are going to be newly built houses.
Yep.
So there's no reason to leave anything out as impossible because
right
now it's not set.
Yeah. Well, This is kind of a hard one. So wireless is supposed to be the thing of the future, right? But it's supposed to have been that thing from 20 years ago. But everything needs to be wired, and it works better if it's wired. So you'd want good Cat 6 data drops run to where you might have smart TVs and or computers and or wireless access points. So those are the basics when it comes to your Cat 5 wiring. As far as a smart home, I have no idea. I mean, if you want to run like drapery that's automatic.
Technology is changing faster than I can change my socks.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to worry about, you know, smart garage door openers or what have you, that I just have, even myself, have not had enough time to sit down and think about it.
Well, I've thought about it, and I do not want to have access to stuff in my house going up on the internet.
I'm with you. So just use the old-fashioned copper key, right, or metal key. Put it in there.
I'll go with a numerical keypad.
There you go.
Not connected to the internet.
Right, and a backup key if you had to use it.
You got it.
Yeah.
And but the one thing that we've had a little experience with is one of these alarm systems where you have, you know, motion detectors and activations on the doors and so on that are monitored by a security company.
Yeah, and that's good. The company will come and take care of that when you buy the house anyways.
Yeah, and that obviously has to be connected via the internet. But other than that, it would be for our own internal home use, like you said, like streaming movies, doing research.
Exactly, and so make sure wherever you go, they have good internet connections. All you need is about 100 megabits of speed. You don't need some 2 gigabit monstrosity going into your home.
Okay.
And it's also be nice if you have options, right? It's nice to have more than one competitor. So I assume this is down south?
Well, we're looking around. We haven't decided yet, but certainly there are a lot of those options there. We've been looking where our kids live. So, that's a good question to ask. And how do we find that out other than trusting the guy that's selling the thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, the real estate agent should be able to tell you what's available in the in those towns. And you can also do searches based on zip code to see what's going on down there too, for which internet companies are down there. If you have a couple of options, your prices will stay low.
Right. I believe in that.
Yeah. So that's all I got for you, Barbara.
Well, I appreciate it. It's very helpful.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So there's 1 hour down. You've wasted, as Click and Clack would say, 1 hour of your life is gone. We're here to help you with your computers, though. If you want to be here for a second hour, we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Rich and Kyle, hang on. Two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC-522-WTIC. Everything we've talked about has been posted live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com. Mike G posts it live for us. And then, of course, if you follow us on Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg deems the newsworthy, it may get into your news feed. And then, of course, Twitter. I don't know how or why you use it, but if you do, we can get into your stream as well. At Tab Computer Sys. We'll be right back.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.